Moncrief on News Talk.
If you're at home looking after the kids, they've been on holiday now for nearly 2 weeks from national school, even longer than that for the older ones. So quite reasonably, you might be considering faking your own death to get away from the moans of I'm bored and the constant demands for snacks. The Irish Times journalist Jen Hogan is here to walk you back from the brink. Afternoon, Jen.
Good afternoon, Sean.
That's pretty... I wish I was even exaggerating, but... I know myself. The food bill just goes through the roof when they're at home.
Absolutely. You may as well have your wages paid directly to the local supermarket, because there is... All you're doing is providing snacks. They're constantly hungry. They're back hungry again. And it's just... It's boredom and an excuse to annoy you, I'm convinced of it. It's just a reason to come after you and test your patience. That's what it is.
So, and how many do you have at home now?
So I just have the bare six at home. The just eldest moved out.
What have you got to complain about then?
That's right, indeed. Just the bare six. And I tell you, it was easier when there were seven, because I had my older one, at least I could kind of nearly guilt trip and go, please help me, I'm losing the will to live here. So now she's gone. So now I'm fending for my own and for myself. And they're turning feral. We're into week two. And it's every child for themselves and every parent for themselves as well. It feels a little bit like at this stage, but sure, look it. Yeah. We go on.
I know. But it is also like a time for peak guilt, because, you know, you'll see all this stuff on social media about you should be, you know, having all these Instagram moments with your children and not absolutely ones where you're strangling them, you know, ones where you're actually, smiling at each other.
Those ones are generally frowned upon, you know.
Yeah.
You can get cancelled for that sort of stuff. So, no, you need, like, that's the thing about social media. And I think for any of us who do spend any degree of time on social media, then that's what you're going to see. You're going to see the lovely pictures of parents looking fabulous and their children gloriously smiling. And inevitably, ABBA's slipping through my fingers as they're playing in the background. You know, someone set the scene to that. And you're going to be convinced that your preschooler, your toddler, they are going to grow up and be ready to leave home before the summer holidays is out. And all the while, you were working. You were working, ignoring your children and being a generally terrible parent. And none of that helps, because there's already a huge guilt, I think, around the summer holidays, because things are that little bit different. Like, certainly when I was growing up, my mum was around. That was maybe the difference, that she wasn't working outside the home. She was there. Most of the parents on our road, it would have been the same thing. And it was typically mum who was home, and she was home, so that you had the ability maybe to get out and play or do things a little bit more. But we have created this situation for ourselves as parents that we feel we need to fill their every waking moment. And going out to just play, it isn't something that we think is sufficient, but it's also not even just something that's necessarily possible, because you're maybe working and you can't oversee and you can't supervise, and perhaps you need to call in summer camps, and perhaps you need to call in childminders or grandparents or whoever else it is that you're looking to try and help you manage all of it. Or maybe you're just resorting to screens, which is like the you know, what all the bad parents do. And there's just so much guilt. There's just so much guilt about trying to juggle the whole thing. So I had my tips in the Irish Times today on how you too can be a great parent.
Okay.
I'm looking at the what they put on the front of the paper.
You're not going to hang yourself with these at all. No.
Not at all.
No. Get some decent headphones so you just can't hear them.
Decent headphones.
Brilliant.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that is genius, really. And also, you can hear your colleagues who might need to come through on Teams and Zooms. And if they do, as mine, I'm sure most people, it can't just be mine, turn feral in the background and start walloping each other with lightsabers, your colleagues aren't going to hear, because it's nowhere near as cute as the BBC had us believe. Nowhere near. They had us convinced that, you know, your little one waddles in and everybody thinks, oh, that is hilarious, then comes somebody else to save you while you're broadcasting live. So it's either invest in a decent pair of headphones or a Ford Transit van, which I am sitting in at the moment, talking to you away from the feral noises. So
oh, my
good.
God. So you're only alerted of trouble when the smell of burning hits your nostrils.
That's it, exactly. That's it. So hide from your children, and if you can't do that, get decent pair of headphones.
Yes, okay, yes. Now, I do like it. No, today of all is the worst possible days if you're on the East Coast to be talking about this, but having a bit of lunch in the back garden, that's a good idea.
It is. And you know what? It's simple, cheap, and it doesn't take up a huge amount of time. And I think that's what you're looking for when you're trying to, when you're trying to work from home anyway. If you're lucky enough to be able to work from home, that is. It doesn't always work if you have to go in the office. But if you're at home and you can take advantage. And it's not torrential rain today, obviously, being that poor choice. But generally in Ireland, as long as it's not torrentially raining, get outside. Get outside at all. Get away. Escape the four walls. Escape the cabin fever that can build. And eat at the back garden. Eat in the front doorstep. Go to the local green. Sit in the wall. Whatever it is. But take your lunch outside. The change of scenery. It's unbelievable the difference it makes. And it also actually helps with the guilt, which no matter how many times you try to convince yourself that you nothing to be guilty about and this is just life and, you know, we all have to try and juggle the juggle. It helps because you feel you've done something and you got a chance to connect with them and you've got them away from their screens and you've got you away from your screen if you've been sitting on a laptop too. It's just the little bit of air, the change of scenery, it does wonders for the spirits.
Yeah, indeed. Now, the snacks are, that's the real sticking point here. Because they're at that, like the door of the fridge falls off by the way, it's fallen off by the time September comes around because they're opening it so often.
Absolutely. And, you know, all of a sudden you're lamenting the school lunches that you make for them to bring in and bring back home again and the apple to do its weekly journey. And that's what amazes me is they never eat their school lunches and yet they never stop eating when they're on their summer holidays. So, yeah, choose your snacks wisely. That would be my advice as we go through the summer. When you're doing your shopping, anything that you're buying, consider, can they prepare this independently? Can they eat this independently? Do I have to do something before they can actually eat this? Just for your sanity's sake. But it is relentless. And I think we need to be realistic about our expectations as well. We need to be realistic. They probably will look for 471 snacks at least per day, double if you have teenage boys.
Yeah. My kids, one texter says, my kids have spent the last 2 weeks telling me all the activities their older friends are doing during the summer. I'm working from home and haven't the time to entertain them. I'm one tantrum away from telling them to pack their bags and camp in the backfield for a few days. That's the...
there's a lot to be said for that.
Yes.
It's getting outdoors. It's good for the spirits, you know. And then you won't need the headphones. You know, it's win-win here. I can't really see any issue there at all. Maybe have that tantrum.
Yeah. And you see, the summer camps are kind of a mixed blessing in, you know, they cost money. And most of the time it's not a full day. It's like, you know, it's 3 hours in the morning or something. And it's probably more hassle than it's worth.
That's it. Absolutely. I mean, they are costly. Trying to find something for all the different ages that you might have can be hard. And the same with the interest. They start later in the mornings. They finish earlier. You're still maybe having to get a snack for them if they have to go there. So you're not escaping that one, although less snacks, definitely. But it's also then you have to drop them there, collect them back, and then they get fed up with them. That's the other side of things. You have the guilt if you can't afford to do it or you choose not to do it because your hours don't work around it. And you have the guilt to keep sending them because they're going, oh my God, my whole summer is gone, spend a summer camp. And you can't win. So they're a blessing and a curse. They're great if you can find one that works for you hours-wise and suits your pocket and suits your child's interest and they've got a friend going. If you can get all those things together, you're on the pig's back. But if you don't find that, it can be a challenge. And like on days like today, the sporting camps, you have to feel so sorry for them, especially the ones that are run outdoors because it's not so much crack playing football or ga or rugby or any of those sports out in the rain all day. And then you've had other guilt then as well as needing loads and loads of change clothes.
Yeah, somebody else says, I sent my kids out to look for empty beer cans and lilt bottles by the roadside. They've earned 180 in 2 weeks. Woohoo! In the big time there. Don't spend that on drugs now, kids. I put my kids to work during the summer. We are taking the house room by room and are redesigning. They're helping with the painting and cleaning. They're always tired at the end of the day. Perks of having older kids, says the texter. I suppose that's a good. Does it work? Do you think that if because the one thing you can do during the summer is that they don't have to go to bed at a certain time. So if you send them to bed later, will they necessarily get up at a later time? Now, not teenagers, the kind of national, you know, the teenagers that stay in bed all day anyway, but like the national school ones.
Yeah, your teenagers like that's just, like you said, rule unto themselves. But yet your national school one, no, is the answer. No, they will go to bed later and they will get up at the same time and they will be cranky. But let's park all that for the moment and remember that actually because we aren't as restricted with the bedtimes and because we don't have the activities and, you know, so you won't have the morning school rush, they can at least just be cranky and under your feet at home. You can take advantage of your summer evenings. And actually, all joking aside, that's not to be underestimated because it is very freeing to have your evenings back because during school term, we're generally so tired tied with training runs or drama runs or all these other activity runs. and homework and trying to find things for projects and trying to find things for show and tell and missing school shoes and all the rest, that you don't actually own your evenings anymore, and you very much own them in the summer. So it gives you that opportunity to kind of flip the script, park the guilt, and get out in the evening instead. And again, all that is, it's good for you, good for them, good for the headspace, good for everyone to feel that you've actually got to do something. The longer evenings as well is such a blessing. You know, it's still bright up till quite late still, so you can get out. And even really simple things like going to the park, going to the playground, going for a walk along a beach if you're lucky enough to live close to one, getting out and playing football with your own kids up in the green, just having a bit of crack or doing something nice, going for an ice cream, whatever it is, whatever suits your pocket and suits your family situation, just doing something in the evening so you feel you've done something. Great bargaining tool as well for the kids, you know, because when they kind of realise this is what we're going to do, okay, lads, please don't kill each other today because we want to be able to go and do A, B and C this afternoon or this evening.
One texter says, what's driving me mad is the kids sitting inside every day watching TV. They are causing no issue, don't need minding. But when I look at them and see them watching TV during the day, it drives me insane. I want to send them out in the rain and force them to play. And someone else says again, I'm shocked at how much kids snack now. We usually got wait until dinner or eat an apple. There definitely wasn't random grazing or mini meals prepared for us. Do kids snack more now? Or was my house very strict? Yeah, it just like, plus also you mentioned this yourself. Why, like they're eating continuously when they're at home, but they eat, but like, you know, and I, the same thing, they bring the lunchbox with them and they haven't touched it when they come home. So they've eaten nothing during the day. Or next to nothing.
Is it reverse? Is it reverse hibernation or something going on? You know, ahead of the school term, store up all the nuts and the stuff like the squirrels during the summer and all your kitchen press contents. I'm not quite sure what's going on there, but it's the exact same here. And definitely in my own house, I wouldn't got away with that either when I was younger. But I suppose the difference was, when I was growing up, you went out, you played at the front, you were nearly afraid to go back inside even to go for a wee in case your mother wouldn't let you back out again.
Yeah.
Now their pals aren't necessarily around because things have changed within families, within communities. Things have changed a little bit. So even if you could get your own kids outside to play, their pals aren't necessarily around. And it's a little bit trickier. But yeah, I think we're a bit defeated. I think parents might just be a little bit defeated and do anything for an easy life and go on, have the six pack of crisps, go and have the full four packet of chocolate bars there, whatever, just give me the piece, let me finish my deadline.
Yeah, plus, yes. Well, on that point, somebody else says, my kids don't get the concept of working from home. They're teenagers, and they'll come into the kitchen in their PJs at 12:30, walking around the back of my Teams call. That's why they have those fake backgrounds for those calls. Jen, thanks a million. As ever, that was Jen Hogan there. Best of luck with the rest of the summer. Jen Hogan there from the Irish Times.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.